Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Blockade escalates into hunger strike at Grassy Narrows. The people of Grassy Narrows, Western Ontario, Canada, have escalated their direct action to protect their hunting, trapping, and fishing rights on their customary lands. For years, they've suffered from mercury poisoning, clear-cutting, damming, flooding, herbicide sprays, and more in their traditional territory. Early in December, about 40 First Nation residents blocked logging roads from accessing Highway 671, the access road to Abitibi Consolidated Clear-Cutting Operations north of Kenora, Ontario. No logging trucks attempted to cross the blockade in the first 3 days of the action, but the protesters remained vigilant. Later, Joe Frobisher vowed to fast until the government promises never to cut or log again in the area of traditional and sacred land use. This action has been taken in order to demand that Aboriginal rights be considered in forest management planning. Part of the action commenced by the people of Grassy Narrows is to highlight what they called a flawed consultation process that has provided Abitibi Consolidated with a license to operate on Grassy Narrows land. The Indian Act does not allow chief and council to exert authority on issues outside of reserve boundaries. The Minister of Indian Affairs claims not to have jurisdiction in this matter. In the meantime, the Ministry of Natural Resources grants licenses to multinational companies to clear-cut while only paying lip service to forest sustainability and biodiversity issues. All of this comes in contravention of treaty rights. I was deeply affected by looking at the newspaper and seeing a picture of our young people lying on the road, challenging logging trucks to cross the human barricade, said Treaty 3 Grand Chief Leon Jourdain. He also added that no one should be surprised about the action initiated by the people of Grassy Narrows. We warned the governments and companies about the potential for conflict because of the lack of proper consultations. Our young people are fed up. However, I am concerned that this could lead to a chain reaction that could affect all operations in our territory. What started off as a local demonstration against clear-cutting in customary lands has struck a resonant chord within Native and non-Native communities across Canada and the United States. This action shares a common thread with all Native communities in North America displayed through the disrespectful treatment of Native rights. This story comes from the Grassy Narrows First Nation Customary Lands Protective Action, Thunder Bay IMC. Native Youth Movement members sentenced to prison for defending sacred mountains. The Native Youth Movement of British Columbia, Canada, is outraged with the sentences handed down recently to four Native Youth Movement members involved in defending against the Sun Peaks Resort expansion. Judge Sandu has definitely sent a clear message that if you stand up for your rights, you will face arrest, jail time, and banishment from your homeland. The four were sentenced to 90 days incarceration with a victim surcharge of $200 and a probation order of 18 months with conditions. Trevor Dennis, Marcus Sauls, Rose Jack, and Rod Anderson were immediately taken from the courtroom by sheriffs to jail, but were released later when the four were granted a stay of their sentence until their appeal is heard in March of 2003. Last month, the four Native Youth Movement warriors were found guilty of mischief and intimidation for blocking a highway and a Sun Peaks excavator. Native Youth Movement member Trevor Dennis responded to the sentence by saying, "I'm upset with the sentence, but it feels good we have not lost. We still maintain 100% authority and jurisdiction over all our Sekwepemc land. We stood on the side of right, and we still stand on the side of right, and that's what counts. We are committed and dedicated in the defense of our homeland, and nothing will change that. Our next moves will come in the form of coordinated actions with various support groups to inform the unaware public, tourists, and investors about the government and Sun Peaks collaboration to dislocate us from our homeland." This story by Nicole Manuel, spokesperson for the Native Youth Movement, Sekwepemc chapter, and they can be reached at mountain_defender@redpride.com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, and defend-